Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of November 12th, 2007. About-Face Theater's artistic director Eric Rosen has recently been named the new artistic director of the Kansas City Repertory Theater in Kansas City, Missouri. You may have been following this story for some time with us, and now it has finally come to pass. Don't worry, though, Rosen will stay on as artistic director of About-Face Theater through the end of this season. He is expected to start at Kansas City in late spring of next year. About-Face Theater was founded by Eric Rosen and Kyle Hall back in 1995. The company has premiered more than 30 new plays and has been recognized with several Tony Awards, the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, the MacArthur Fellowship, and dozens of Jeff Awards. Eric Rosen will still work for About-Face Theater under the title of Founding Artistic Director and will periodically return to develop new work and direct future shows for the company. About-Face Theater will soon begin conducting a national search for a new artistic director. Congratulations, Eric Rosen. Victory Gardens Theater artistic director Dennis Zajcik proudly announced the addition of two new playwrights to the Victory Gardens Playwright Ensemble. Congratulations goes to Nilo Cruz, the only Latino ever to win the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, and Chicago's Joel Drake Johnson, whose plays are favored by Victory Gardens and Steppenwolf Theater. For more in-depth information about the Victory Gardens Playwright Ensemble, click on over to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Profiles Theater continues its season devoted to the works of the acclaimed playwright Neil LaBute with LaBute's new collection of six short plays entitled Things We Said Today. The production, which will run from this Tuesday, November 12th through December 16th at the Profiles Theater, is six pieces that alternate between monologues and scenes and touch a number of interesting subjects. The titles of the pieces are Stand Up, Land of the Dead, Love at 20, Persuasion Paper 101, I Love This Game, and Things We Said Today. Tickets are currently available by calling 773-549-1815 or by clicking on over to www.profilestheater.org. On this Wednesday, November 14th at 7:30 p.m., Chicago's Wicked will mark a new milestone as the curtain goes up on its 1,000th performance. Wicked is the top-grossing and longest-running Broadway show in Chicago history and has performed to over 2 million people and grossed over $140 million at the box office. Wicked will be celebrating the occasion by offering the public a new block of tickets covering the performances from January 27th through April 27th of next year. Congratulations to the Chicago cast and crew of Wicked on this major milestone. Well, thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. We have come to the end of the news, but before I let you go, it's time for your Shakespeare Quote of the Week. The following quote comes from All's Well That Ends Well, Act 3, Scene 4. My heart is heavy. Well, that closes up another week of theater news. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more episodes ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago. And I'm your host, Dustin Moat.